the Word for Today. The Word for Today is a continuous study of the Bible taught by Pastor Chuck Smith of Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, California. Pastor Chuck is currently teaching from the Old Testament. And if you're following along in your Bible, we'll be continuing today in Isaiah chapter 28, beginning with verse 16, as we continue with a topical message entitled, The Precious Cornerstone. Now with today's study, here's Pastor Chuck.
In the 28th chapter, Isaiah is first of all predicting the judgment that is coming upon the northern kingdom, addressed as Ephraim. And he tells how that they have forsaken God, they are living careless lives, drunkenness abounds. Because people do not want to face reality, they try to drown reality by drinking, by just bombing out. And he tells them that they are going to be facing destruction from Assyria. But then midway in the chapter, he turns from the northern kingdom and he starts to talk about the leaders of Jerusalem who were following the patterns of their brothers in the north. Those leaders in Jerusalem who also were filled with wine, with strong drink, who were mocking God and the threatened judgment of God. They were saying in verse 15, "We've made a covenant with death. We've come to an agreement with hell. This overflowing scourge isn't going to come near us." And the prophet said they are resting in lies. They're trying to hide themselves in falsehoods. But God was going to lay in Zion a foundation, a stone, a precious stone, a cornerstone, a sure foundation. They were trying to build their lives upon a shaky foundation. They were building their lives upon lies, falsehoods. And what the prophet is saying is that your foundation will not maintain you when the real storms come. You're not going to be able to make it because your foundation is shaky. He said, you're like men who are trying to rest on a bed that is too short and your blankets are too narrow. You can't cover yourself with them. You won't be able to get much sleep. You can't really rest comfortably. There are many people today who are seeking to build their lives upon shaky foundations. I've heard people today say, "Well, I'm not really afraid of hell. I don't mind going there. All of my friends are there." You see, they live as though there were no tomorrow. They are living like those that Isaiah spoke of earlier who said, "Well, let's eat and let's drink, for tomorrow we die." And there are so many today who are living by that philosophy that let's just live it up because we don't know what tomorrow is going to hold. We could be in war. We could be wiped out, you know. And they are building their lives upon a very shaky foundation. There are those who live as though there were no hereafter. Their philosophy is you just live like a hog and you die like a dog. And so they don't take any consideration of life after death or the future. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that. It doesn't say death is the end. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. After you die, you will be facing the eternal Creator and giving an answer to Him for what you did with your life. And you'll be facing an eternity in heaven or in hell. The Bible is very plain about that. But there are people who think that death is the end of it. It'll just be all over. Let's just die and that's it. But the Bible says, no, that's not it. Life goes on. As Longfellow wrote, "Tell me not in mournful numbers that life is but an empty dream. For the soul is dead that slumbers, and things are not what they seem. Life is real. Life is earnest. And the grave is not thy goal. Dust thou art, to dust returneth, was not spoken of thy soul." Death is not oblivion. It's not the end. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. For you who are trying to live on the hope that there is no hereafter, your bed is too short. Your blankets are too narrow. You'll never find rest in that position. Now, Jesus spoke of the necessity of having a good foundation. The storms are going to come. You cannot escape them. The water is going to rise. You cannot escape it. And one day, your house is either going to stand or fall, and it all depends upon the kind of foundation that you have built on. Jesus spoke about the wise man digging deep and laying his foundation on a rock. The prophet said that God is going to lay for a foundation in Zion, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, even the rock Christ Jesus. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. On Christ the solid rock I stand. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul declares, "No other foundation can a man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." Now, there are some people who are laying their foundation on religious systems. They're building their whole life upon a religious system, hoping that in the storm that religious system is going to save them or sustain them. But that's a sandy foundation. You cannot build your life upon a religious system and expect to be standing after the storm. You'll be wiped out. The foundation is the most important part of your building, of your life. Upon what do you build your life today? Now, as we've been going through Isaiah, we have noticed that Isaiah is giving us a composite of the Messiah. Here he will give us a little bit, and then there he'll tell us a bit more, and then another aspect over here, another aspect over here, until we can begin to get a picture of the Messiah. This is another one of the pieces that he is giving to us of this whole puzzle, that when we put it together, we'll get a view of the Messiah. This is another part of the puzzle. In chapter 7, he told us that a virgin would conceive and bear a son. In chapter 9, he told us that this child that would be born was the Son of God, who he would be giving to the world. In chapter 11, we are told that he will come out of the family of Jesse, the righteous branch, out of the root of Jesse. And now he tells us that this child that was born, this son that is given from the root of Jesse, will be a foundation stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone upon which man can build his life. Jesus, in speaking of himself as this stone, as the rock, he said, "Fall upon the rock and you will be saved." But the contrast to that was, if the rock falls on you, you'll be crushed to powder. Casting yourself upon Jesus Christ, you'll find salvation. But if you stand against him, if you set your heart and your mind against him, you'll be ground. He is that rock, the sure foundation. Now, in Luke's gospel, Jesus gave a parable to the people. He said there was a certain lord who had a vineyard that he had planted, and he leased the vineyard out to people who were to watch over it and take care of it for him. And he went to a far country for a long time. But when the time came when he was to receive the fruit of the vineyard, he sent back a servant. And those people who he had leased the vineyard out to beat that servant and turned him away empty. And so he sent another servant and they mistreated him. He sent the third servant and they despicably mistreated him. And so the Lord said, "Well, I will send then my only begotten son. Surely they will reverence him." And so when those people who had charge of the vineyard saw the son of the master coming, they said, "Let's kill him, and then the vineyard will be ours." And so, he said, they killed him. Jesus then asked the question, when the Lord comes back to his vineyard, what will he do to those miserable, wicked servants? He said he will drive them out of the vineyard and he will give the vineyard unto others. And the Jews said, "Oh, God forbid." They realized that it was a parable against the Jewish nation. Jesus went on to say, "Have you never read the stone which the builders set at naught? The same has become the chief cornerstone." It was a parable that was based upon this prophecy of the Messiah. It was a prophecy that the Messiah, the stone, the precious stone, the tried stone, the sure cornerstone that God would send, was going to be rejected. We are told, the end of verse 16, "He is a sure foundation, and he that believeth shall not make haste." We are living in a restless world. Everyone seems to be in such a hurry. "He that believeth shall not make haste." Have you ever noticed the high pressure tactics of these salesmen? You know, "You gotta sign up right now." "Oh, but I want to go talk to my wife." "Well, it may not be here when you get back, you know. I had a customer that just went to the bank to get the money and he's going to be back here pretty soon to get it. And if you don't get it now, you know, chances are you won't be able to get it." But there's always that pressure. Now, now, now. Have you had the experience? I have several times. The experience of sitting at a signal waiting for the light to turn green. And simultaneously, as the light turns green, simultaneously, the guy behind me honks. In a big hurry. "Get out of the way!" Goes tearing around, weaving in and out of traffic, and then you see his taillights go on as he stops for the next signal. And you come ambling up, you know. And all of his speed and all that rush, 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 and there he is, parked right next, didn't get him anywhere. crazy, crazy world, crazy life. Pressure, hurry, quit, now. But one of the effects of those who have built their life on that sure foundation, he that believeth shall not make haste. There is that peace. There is that confidence. The Lord is in control. My life is in His hands. I don't have to get panicked. I don't have to worry about, you know, whether or not it's going to be there when I get there. The Lord's in control. Now, there is one other prophecy concerning the stone that we find in the book of Daniel. And it happens in the dream of Nebuchadnezzar. One night, as he was going to sleep, he was wondering about his great kingdom, the greatest in the world. He ruled the world. What's going to happen to my kingdom? What's going to happen after I die? What's going to happen to this world? What's the end going to be like? And so he had this dream. He saw this huge image. It had a head of gold. It had a chest of silver. It had a stomach of brass. It had legs of iron and feet and 10 toes of iron and clay. And as he was looking at this great image, he saw this rock that was not cut with hands. And this rock hit the great image in the feet so that the whole image crumbled. And the rock grew up into a mountain that covered the whole earth. He awoke in a sweat. He felt that there was a significance to the dream, and so he called for his wise men to come and interpret the dream for them. But he couldn't remember the details of the dream. Finally, Daniel was brought in. And Daniel said, "The God of heaven has revealed to me what was your dream and the interpretation." He said, "If you'll remember, your thoughts before you went to sleep was what's going to happen to me and to my kingdom and to the end of the world. And so the God who dwells in heaven has given you a view of what the end is going to be like." He said, "In your dream, you saw this big image with a head of gold and chest of silver and stomach of brass, legs of iron, feet of iron and clay." And he said, "God has shown to you the kingdoms that are going to rule over the earth. You, Nebuchadnezzar, are the head of gold, the Babylonian Empire. You've ruled the world, but your kingdom is going to be replaced by a secondary kingdom, the Medo-Persian Empire, and they're going to overthrow your kingdom after you're gone. And the final world-dominating empire will be a federation made up of nations that were once a part of the Roman Empire. There will be 10 kings who will pool their powers and their resources. And during the reign of these 10 kings, shall the Lord of heaven come and establish a kingdom, the rock not cut with hands, that smites the great image, which are the kingdoms of man. And so in the days of the 10 kings, the Lord of heaven will come and he will establish a kingdom that will cover the earth and will never end. The stone, not cut with hands, smiting the great image, becoming a world-dominating kingdom. The kingdom for which we pray every time we say, 'Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven.'" We're praying that this stone, this precious stone, this stone that has become so precious to us as we have learned to build our life upon Jesus Christ, that this same Jesus is going to come again and he's going to establish God's kingdom upon the earth. We're living in very significant times. Building your life upon a foundation. But what kind of a foundation have you built upon? The storms are coming. That's for sure. If you have built your life upon your bank account, financial security, that's what I want in life. That's what I'm building for. That's got my whole financial picture all laid out. You're apt to be like that man. that Jesus spoke about, who said, I'm so rich, I don't know what to do. I don't have enough room to store all of my goods anymore. I guess I just will have to tear down my barns and build bigger barns so I'll have room to store everything I've got. And Jesus said, God said to him, thou fool, this night your soul will be required of you. And then whose will your goods be?
Chuck Smith will return with a few closing comments. But first, I'd like to remind you that today's message is available in its unedited form on cassette or CD. Simply write or call and ask for ordering details on tape or CD number T3265. Again, that's tape or CD number T3265. Well, as the holiday season is approaching, we'd like to bring to your attention a very helpful resource for families. Knowing it's the time of year when families gather together, undoubtedly one of the most glaring signs that our society is in trouble is the breakdown of the family unit. Marriages just aren't making it today, and kids are suffering as they watch the breakup of their homes. The Word for Today would like to present Pastor Chuck Smith's Marriage and Family Bible Study. In this series, Pastor Chuck discusses basic principles designed to keep your family's love alive. Each member of the family has a different set of needs and responsibilities. And when you know and apply God's principles, everyone in your family can experience real peace, real joy, and unconditional love. And when you call and order Pastor Chuck's Marriage and Family series, the Word for Today would like to bless you with a resource entitled Christian Family Relationships, taken from the books of Ephesians and Colossians. This study reveals the secret to a solid and biblically based Christian family relationship. And right now you can get it for free when you order the Marriage and Family series. And remember, the Word for Today would like to assist you this Christmas in spreading the gospel of Jesus to your family, friends, and co-workers. Please call our customer service department to help you in finding that perfect gift that will reflect the true meaning of Christmas. And if you call right now and mention this radio ad, the Word for Today will give you a 20% discount on any resource carried by the Word for Today. So call the Word for Today at 1-800-272-WORD. Or write to us at P.O. Box 8000, Costa Mesa, California, 92628. Once again, that number to call is 1-800-272-9673. And for those of you that would like to visit our website, you can do so at www.twft.com. Or if you'd like to email us, you can do so at info@twft.com. Well, coming up next time on The Word for Today, Pastor Chuck will be continuing his fascinating study through the book of Isaiah. That's coming up next time on The Word for Today. And now, with a few closing comments, here's Pastor Chuck.
The only real security you can have in life is Jesus Christ. The only sure foundation upon which you can build your life is Jesus Christ. All other ground is sinking sand. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you that you have laid in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, and those who believe in him shall not make haste, but find rest for their souls. And even in the midst of the storms of life, there is that rest and that peace, because they are sheltered in the rock, which cannot move. Lord, help us to build our lives upon that sure foundation, even Jesus Christ.
This program is sponsored by The Word for Today, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, California.